Blog Talk Radio.
Tuning in with us today. And we're just going to have a quick word of prayer. Amen. So, Father God, thank you today for bringing us together again, Lord. We know that all things is in your hand. And we realize without you, Lord, we can do nothing. We would be nothing. We can accomplish nothing. But you're the one, Lord, that gives us the power. You're the one that gives us the wisdom, Lord, to be able to accomplish those things that you said we would accomplish. And I want to thank you today, Lord, that we've come together in your name today, Lord. asking, oh, Lord, you to be in our midst and continue to be in our midst. Open up blind eyes, Lord. Open up deaf ears, Lord. Cause the dumb to speak, oh, Lord, and cause the lame to walk, Lord. For you are our healer today, and we want to thank you that we say that we're healed by your stripes and we're uplifted because of your power. And we give all the glory, all the praise and honor to you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Praise God. We're going to try to do a little song. Come on, Sister Paige, let's do a little song here again. Try to do a little song here. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. God bless all of y'all out there in California. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to do a little song here. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. That's all right. Don't worry.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
I say, can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. He's my friend. Well, he gave me the Holy Ghost, told me to run on. He gave me the Holy Ghost, told me to run on. Gave me the Holy Ghost, told me to run on. He's my friend. Amen, amen. We thank God for the Holy Ghost today. Amen. Praise God. Anyone got a testimony? Got a prayer report? Prayer request? Amen. We listen for you today. If you got a testimony, prayer request? Amen. Now, the Bible said we overcome by the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. And so if anyone has a testimony today, amen, so you can overcome. Amen. No one has a testimony. Amen. Praise God. No one has a praise report. Something God has done for you. We want to thank God for you today. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want to say this is Care Church Incorporated. Amen. We're here today. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Let you know we're here and we thank God we're still here. We're not going anywhere. We're going to be here. Amen. So I thank God for being a keeper and a provider. He has been providing. He's still keeping us. We're still moving. And we're still here. Want everybody to know we're still here. You know, the devil might want us to perish, but God said, yeah, I'm going to keep you here. So bless all of you out there today. Amen. Want you to know it's Care Church. If you'd like to send any type of donation or whatever you like to send, you can send it to carechurchinc@gmail.com. Amen. You can send it PayPal and Cash App. And we thank you for anything that you decide to send. Amen. If God lays it on your heart, then you do as God lays it on your heart. Not here to twist your arm or whatever. But we just want you to obey God. That's the thing we want to do right now. We want to obey God in these last days. It's the thing about obeying God. Amen. You say you got something to say, Oda? Oh, okay then. Praise God. We want to obey God. And the thing today, we want to be obedient to God. And that's one of the things we have to learn, how to be obedient to God. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We can't get anything without being obedient. Praise God. I guess today, amen, we want to talk about, amen, to believe. We want to believe. We got to have some believers, amen. People who will believe, amen. Praise God. You know, when we think about believe, you know. Sometimes we say we have faith, but in order to believe, you know, all of our behavior, your behavior will change because of what you believe. Is anybody in agreement with that? Amen. Amen. What you do and how you do it will change because of what you believe. And so God said that we should be, we are a body of believers, and so because we are a body of believers, our behavior change should have changed because of what we believe. Mm-hmm. Now, people, no matter who you are or what you are, you will change because of what you believe. And the reason you act the way you act or do what you do is because of what you believe. You know, we always say that a lion, he's not the biggest animal in the jungle, and he might not even be the strongest animal in the jungle. But it's because of what the lion believes about himself makes him the king. Man. And then if you can believe, if you believe, if the way you believe or who you are and what God said you are, if you can believe that, you would have a behavior change, amen. You know, if you believe like the lion believed that he's the king of the jungle and that God has made you a king and God has made you a priest unto him, if we would believe that, amen, then we would walk like that, and then that would be our behavior. Our behavior would be acting as a king, not as a coward, amen. And so it does matter what a person believes. It matters what you believe. I know everybody like to say that it don't, but it matters what you believe. And then that's why we have to be careful how we believe, because we can have victory or we can be defeated because of what you believe. Amen. Amen. If we're going to understand and know God, it's going to be because of what you believe, because this thing, God put a belief system in us. And because of that system be put in us, that we have to be persuaded one way or the other way. And so we have to recognize we have to believe. All things are possible to them that believe. This thing started with a belief and it's going to end with a belief. Amen. And so thank God. Amen. For being a believer today. We are a body of believers. And our behavior should change because of what we believe, amen. John chapter 12, I'm just going to read this verse 40, and that Jesus is talking to Martha, amen. He said, Jesus said unto her, said not unto thee that if thou would believe, thou should see the glory of God. If you would just believe, you would see the glory of God, amen, if you would believe something, amen. You know, the word believe and faith is the same word. God said if you would have faith, you would see the glory, or if you believe, you would see the glory of God, amen. And so it's all about what you believe about God, amen. And so he's trying to get Martha to see here that if she would believe, she would see the glory. She would see who Jesus is. In other words, amen. In other words, Lazarus has died, you know, and because Lazarus died, you know, they came to him and they said, well, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died, you know, amen. And she's looking at the now thing, amen. She's looking at the now. Because she said, if you would have been here, my brother wouldn't have died. Amen. But I want you to notice something about the way God does things, the way God teaches things. The way God teaches is God teaches this way, amen, in order to show us something. In other words, he writes it down or he lets you see it in action. But he wants you to believe that he's what? He's able, that he can do all things. And the only way he could teach this lesson here about us believing that, what he said in St. John 14, it says that as you have believed in God, believe also in me. You believe in God, believe also in me. Amen. But in order for him to get you to believe in him as you do unto the Father, He has to do the same thing the Father does in order to get you to believe that he can accomplish that or he can do that in your life. Amen. Amen. And so because the Father was a healer, amen, and then that means that he would have to go out and do some healing so you can believe in him just as you did unto the Father, amen. As God healed the sick, so he said, now I heal the sick. As my Father raised the dead, I want you to believe now that what? I can raise the dead because I've got to allow you to see something so that you can believe. Hallelujah. And so here it is when he tell Martha, you know, when they first came and got him, he wasn't dead yet, amen. But the Bible said he waited 4 days. 4 days before he decided to go handle it. I mean, he could have handled it right where it was. He had the power, amen. Praise God. He had the means of wherewith to do it, but he didn't do it at that time. He waited 4 days. Hallelujah. Amen. See, he could have just spoke the word and said, well, Lazarus be healed. But he didn't do that, amen, because he wanted to allow you to be able to see something so that you can believe. I know we said faith coming by hearing, but faith can come by seeing, amen. And that's what he's telling Martha here about believing, amen. If you would believe, it'll change your behavior. It'll change, you'll change what you do. If you believe something, you'll change you change the way you act about that and treat that thing. But he told her, if you would believe, then you would see. See, the only way we got this, only way we're going to see the works of God and what he do, we got to believe. It's not on how much you cry. I mean, I know you can cry all night long, but that don't mean you believe, amen. It's not how much words you have in you, how much words you know, but it's how much of the words you believe. That is what God is looking for, your belief system. Not how much you know, because, well, I know this, I know that. But you don't walk none of it out, then what good is the knowledge if you can't walk it out? It didn't change you, did you? Still doing the same thing you used to do, so all the knowledge that you have didn't work. But the only thing that works in you is what you believe. You can know the whole Bible and still not walk it out. But it was good knowledge, but it didn't change your behavior. If the word of God don't change your behavior, that means there's something about it that you don't believe. And so Jesus had to demonstrate to Martha here so that she could believe. So therefore, if thou would believe, you can see the glory, amen. You see, a lot of times we don't get to see the glory until God tells us to do something, and then we act on it, then we get to see the glory. But we don't get to see it until we do it, because a belief also has action in it. We said faith has action, you know, and it doesn't do any good to hear something and then not do something, amen, because you're going to do it because you believe. You believe something's going to take place. You believe something's going to happen. You believe you're going to get healed. You believe you're going to be raised up. You believe you're going to be delivered. So whatever God asks you to do, if you believe it, then take action on it. But he always, you know, I think it's St. John chapter 20, verse 30, 31, he said, these things, not all the things that Jesus did are written in the book, but these things are written that you might believe. In other words, I'm going to give you a story. I'm going to put some examples in the Bible so that you can believe it, and so that if you're having any problems in those areas, you can believe that as God has did it for others, he'll do the same thing for you. Hallelujah. And so Martha here, he said, if you believe, you're going to see something. I'm going to show you who I am. I'm going to demonstrate who I am if you just will believe it. Now she said, well, Lord, if you had been here, my brother had not died, but I know that you're going to raise him up in the last day. He said, well, you're going far beyond me right now, but I want to show you who I am now. Yes. Hallelujah. He wanted to demonstrate who he was there in the flesh. That was God in the flesh, because, you see, she would have never got to know that there was God in the flesh that raises the dead, but she had to believe something about it, amen? You got to believe something. You would never know that it is God in the flesh, amen? At the time Jesus walked on the earth, she had to believe something, because the only thing they could see about Jesus was his outside, but they couldn't see what's on the inside of it. But you see, you can't believe that Jesus is God until you take the flesh off.
Amen.
When he takes the veil off, that's when you get to see who he really is, when you pull the veil off. See, as long as he got the veil on, you don't get to see, amen. You just got to believe who he is, amen. If he said that, I am God, amen, and you're going to see him as God, amen, you won't get to see him until you believe that he's something, amen. In order for him to reveal it to you, because the only thing they saw about Jesus, they only saw his flesh, but they didn't see the God that was in him. See, right now, even about yourself, because you look at your flesh all the time, that's why I say we walk by faith and not by sight. Because, you see, when you only thing you do, you look at your flesh all the time, and the only thing you see is your flesh. But what about the God that's sitting on the inside of you, amen? You see, that's the thing you got to believe. You see, the reason you got to have faith about that, amen, and believe that, because that's what's on the inside of you, but you won't get to understand it and to know it until you believe.
Amen.
Because you can't see it.
That's right. Amen.
You got to believe it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey, see, that was Thomas Paul. I won't believe who you are, Lord, until I see the nails in your hand and the nails in your feet, or the hole in your side. I won't believe it. I won't believe it. And then he said, now, I know, but I'm going to give you a chance, son. You can put your fingers in my side. See the nail prints in my hand. I'm going to let you see that, but I want you to always know, blessed are those who believe and yet has not seen. You see, everything that God says about you, you have to believe it. It didn't say you had to see it. It said you have to believe it, amen? And see, this is the belief system in us. And then this changes our behavior because we recognize that we are somebody that we didn't realize that we were, amen? That we can do some things that we didn't realize that we can do, amen? We can go places in God that we didn't realize we can go, but you won't ever get there until you believe that you can get there. And that's what you got to believe, that you can make it before you can make it, amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Yeah, you got to believe that you can do it before you do it. You're not going to believe that you can make it before you make it, amen. You're going to have to start out believing that you can make it, and then you get to see that you can make it. See, a lot of people haven't accomplished anything because they never had a starting point. They never had a starting place. They didn't start nothing. And so they didn't get to see. If you don't start it, how do you know you're going, you'll never get to know what you can finish it at? Amen. And see, everybody used to like to sit back and do nothing, amen, and never start anything, and then that's why they never finish anything, because they didn't believe enough to start so that they can see. See, we want to see before we start, but it don't work that way, amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We want to get it before, but we want to achieve it before we even start it, amen. Before we get up off the chair, you know, we want to be over there before we get out the chair and walk. A lot of times we sit down, amen, and not move.
Mm-hmm.
And then we expect to end up over there, but yet we're still in the chair.
Yeah.
But we want to end up over there, but you don't get to see it until you believe. You'll get to see the glory. She tells her, you got to see if you want to see the glory. I am the resurrection, amen. So he's got to make known to her he is. That means those things that are dead, that even as the Father raised them up, so can I raise them up, amen. If you would believe if you believe the same thing about the Father as you believe in me, then I'll do the same thing, that I can do the same thing that the Father does, amen. So now I want to show you, Mary, that I am the resurrection, amen. I want to show you that the things that are dead in your life, that I can raise those things up. I can turn things around. You see, if you will believe, if you would just believe, he can do it. He'll do it for you if you just can believe.
Amen.
And so he goes on and let her know that I'm the resurrection and the life. I want you to know I'm the life giver. Amen. I can give life just as my Father did. Amen. I can raise people up just like my Father did. So you can have enough faith in me to believe in me, even as, amen. And so when we get to the time we say that we're believing in Jesus, some people say, well, I believe in God, but I don't believe in Jesus. But you can't believe in one without the other, amen. Because if you don't believe in Jesus, then you don't believe the Father. because it's the Father that sent Jesus, amen. God sent Jesus and wrote about Jesus and put him in his word and said that he was the one who's to come and say that he would be the great leader, to say that he would be the one that raised people up from the dead. The Bible had already talked about him, and then when he showed up, nobody believed that he lived.
Amen.
Isaiah talked about him coming, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be born of a virgin.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Going to be the lawgiver.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Going to be the Prince of Peace. Going to be the King of Glory. Amen. Going to be the High One. Going to be the Holy One. Going to be the Messiah. All of them talked about Jesus coming, amen, and who he was and what he's going to do. But when he came, they didn't believe. See, the reason they acted the way they acted, they rejected him the way they rejected him and treated him the way they treated him, because there was something wrong with their belief system. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And see, the reason we... reason our behavior don't change is because something wrong with our belief system.
Mm-hmm.
See, if you believe there was a hell, you would change the way you live. But there must be something in your belief system, that something God said about hell that you don't believe.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Because your behavior would be different if you believed it. See, a lot of times when we say we have believers all the time, you see, sometimes that's not true in certain areas, amen, because, you know, your behavior would change because of what you believe.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You know, if you believe this, whenever you run up on a snake and you don't believe that the snake is poison, your behavior is different from the one that you believe that is poison. See, and what you believe about that poison snake, the reason you don't touch him, the reason you don't go around him, because you believe that he can bite and his bite kills us. And so you stay away from that snake because of what? What you believe about him, amen? Amen. You won't go there because you know something can happen to you for going around that kind of snake, amen, for doing that kind of thing, amen. So as shown with our belief system, if you believe in God a certain way, your behavior would be different about God if you believe the things that is said about God.
Amen.
You wouldn't do some of the things you do if you really believe. Just like you wouldn't go around that snake. That snake can be that thing that's going to bite you and destroy you and to kill you, amen. If you believe that the wages of sin was death, there's a lot of things you wouldn't do.
That's right.
Because of your belief system, amen. You know, when we talk about believing, it's the changing of the mind. When we talk about repent, you know, that's why we talk about repent all the time. Because when you talk about repent means to change your mind, have a different mindset about it. Amen. And when you have a different mindset about it, that means you walk in a different direction, because you have to change your mind in the thing. Your belief system changed. Amen. I realized that the way that I was going wasn't the right way. And so now I got to make a turn to go this other way, because of now is what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all with me today? Amen.
Amen.
And that is why Jesus wanted to change this woman's belief system, to know that not only will Lazarus be raised in the last day, but he could be raised now.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. In this present age, amen.
Yeah.
Amen. See, one thing, God doesn't do miracles just so that he could be do miracles. God does a miracle so that we can believe.
Amen.
Now, he's going to remain God whether he do a miracle or not, amen. He's still God, amen. He's still the greatest, amen. He's still all above, all knowing, amen, all powerful. God still is all of those things. But he does miracles because he wants you to believe something about it. That's no other reason for him to do a miracle in your life. That is why a lot of times there was a lot of miracles did in Egypt, and then they still turn around and didn't believe. So God said, I did all these miracles and things, and you still didn't believe me. I brought you out with outstretched arms, amen. I brought you across the Red Sea without even getting wet. You didn't have to be a wetback. You came on across without having to swim across, amen, or take a boat across. I did all those miracles for you, and yet I get you into the wilderness, and then you stop believing. They didn't make it in. They saw the miracles. They experienced the miracles. And then so God told them, all of you who saw my miracles, y'all won't make it. Y'all won't make it in. I'll take the children in, but I won't take y'all in. There's something about our belief system. If we're going to see God, we got to believe, amen. This thing is built on belief, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. If you believe, amen. It's all about what you believe about God. And the reason God does the miracle is so that you might believe, amen. The resurrection was all about so you can believe that God raised the dead, that Jesus went down, amen. He got up. So John said, I wrote about it so you can believe that story, so that you can believe. And so that way, you can be saved.
Yeah.
If you believe the story, you can be saved. If you believe the story, it'll change your life on the inside, amen. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, you can be saved. But it's what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
What you believe changes your behavior, amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about a behavior pattern here. See, God tried to work on the outside at one time, but when he worked on the outside, he saw that didn't work, amen. Praise God. Now, you can whip a child, he'll change for a while, but as soon as he stopped believing in the whipping, he'll go back to doing what he was doing, amen. But as soon as, if he believes something, he won't go back to doing it because he believes something, amen. A lot of us, we wouldn't go back doing what we was doing if we believe, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Amen.
So sin, you wouldn't sin, amen. If you believe the truth about being in God and fornicating and adultery, if you believe that truth, that there's judgment going to fall and punishment going to come from it, then you wouldn't do that. But the reason you practice that and continue to do that is because there's something in your belief system. You haven't changed what you believe about God.
Amen.
If you believe that God is love, but also God is a God of judgment, amen, it will make a difference in what you do according to what you believe.
Mm-hmm.
What you believe about God's judgment and what you believe about God's love. And you will behave different because of what you believe, amen. Because if I believe that God is a God of judgment, then for the thing that he said he would judge me in, I will be careful how I do it. And what I do is because I realize judgment falls also.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of times we get slack on our belief is because of judgment don't fall right away. Judgment don't come all the time so quick, amen. But sometimes God prolongs, he gives you grace, amen. He gives you grace in order to change, amen. Or he gives you some words to try to change what you believe about him. And when you change what you believe about God, you'll change what you do.
Mm-hmm.
See, the change is going to come by what you believe about God. Amen. You're going to stand up because of what you believe. Your faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all by believing. It's what you believe about God. You know, if I believe that God healed, what I really believe that God healed, then more than likely I'm not going to get sick no more because of what I believe. You see, it's what I believe that stops the thing from functioning on the inside of me. It's what I believe that drives things out of me. It's what I believe about God drives things out of me. It's what I believe about God that sets me free on the inside. It's all about what I believe about God, amen. Well, what I believe about God, when I stand up against the devil, I realize that he made me a king, amen, and a prince over the devil. And then I tread over serpent and scorpion and all the powers of the enemy because what I believe about God and what I believe about myself and what God has done for me, see, that changes your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Because of what you believe. Amen. That's why we got to get our belief system together. Because if you want to change your behavior, you have to change what you believe. See, if I continue to allow the enemy to believe that something that I know is not good for me, and then it's going to tell me to go in that direction, amen, or to do those things, then that's a lie, isn't it? But we believe the lie, and we do things because we believe the lie that the devil tells us, amen. And so, therefore, your behavior changed because you believe the lie of the devil. The reason you did what you did because you believed the lie of the devil, and you didn't believe the word of God. And so you follow the devil in his direction, and you end up in destruction, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But it's all about what? The lie that he told you, believed it.
Mm-hmm.
See, Eve's behavior changed when Satan, she said Satan tricked her. That's what she said.
Mm-hmm.
The devil deceived, Satan deceived me, amen. But he told her a lie and she believed it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, you're not surely going to die. God know that the day that you eat of that fruit, you're going to become as God, knowing good and evil. She believed the lie. You can tell that her action took place because of what she believed. The reason she partook of the fruit, because she didn't think she's going to die. She believed the lie of the devil. And her behavior went in the direction of the enemy. And then that's why she got the seed. Amen. But it's all about what you believe. Amen. So we got to watch what we believe. There's a lot of things that people are saying. We can't be believing in all that stuff. We got to believe in God. We got to believe what the word says. He said, if you will believe, you'll get to see the glory. We want to see the glory. In other words, we want to see the manifestation of the things that God has said and told us in our life. We've got to believe something. Believe what God says. If God says you, if you believe, he said, if you pray, amen, these things will take place. If you don't do it, that means you didn't believe. Because your action would always go toward the thing that you believe.
Amen.
Your belief system. Change your belief system.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to change my belief system. Amen. Praise God. I got to change some of the things I believe. Some of them is not right. Amen. And so I've got to get back to the word of God and see what God says about that. See, a lot of times we don't get to see the glory because God tells us to do something, we're disobedient. To be disobedient, that means that your behavior is not right toward God. Amen. It's not your behavior is not right toward God. You won't do. You won't get to see good things come forth because what? You didn't believe something. Husband, love your wife. A wife, love your husband. Wife, be submitted to your husband. We don't ever get to see the glory out of that. None of that word is because we won't do it. We think our way is right. We think the way we behave is right. Amen. He said, if you change your behavior, if believe and change your behavior, then why do you still act the same way you used to act? Well, why do you still do the same thing if you say you're a believer? See, a lot of us are saying that we're believers, but we're not. And so he tells Mary, you can see the glory, amen. And so he knew what he was going to do. He knew how he was going to raise Lazarus. He knew he was going to take 4 days. Not only would Lazarus be dead, but he had to be stinking dead, amen. You know, the body had started to decay and after about the fourth day, so he had to make sure this would be a miracle. But he was going to do this miracle so you can believe. And so God wants to work a miracle in your life just so you can believe, amen. He changed my life around, worked a miracle in my life just so I could believe. And so I wouldn't have no doubt about it, because if I have doubt, when things come against me, I'm going to get in fear. But rather than to be in fear, God wants us to be in faith.
Mm-hmm.
Faith. That's where you get to see the glory, when we act out in faith, amen, to believe. And so he said, you'll see. And then he goes down and calls her out, amen. Goes to the place where Lazarus has been buried, amen. And then they said he wept. Now, I always wonder, well, why did Jesus weep when he said that he had the power to raise him to the dead? But the only way we would believe that he was human, and the only way we would know that he had feelings, amen, is that they had to put in that Jesus wept. They put that in there so that you can believe that Jesus had feeling, that he had, just like we have feeling, amen. Amen. He can have feeling of compassion, yet he had the power to raise him from the dead, but yet he still had feeling as a human to let you know he was not just God only, but he also was human. He had feelings. See, you would never believe that God had feelings, amen, until we see in the scripture here Jesus wept. He cried so that you can know and believe that not only was he God, but he also was human, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And that he can be touched with the feelings of your infirmities, amen. The weakness that you have, he went through the same thing and suffered the same thing, just like you, so that he can know how to help you. But he said, if you would just believe, I have feelings about you when you pray, you know that I understand I'm going to come and rescue you. I'm going to come and do for you, amen, because I have a feel, the same feeling that you feel, even though I'm God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Did you hear what the president? He wept. He is a man with all power, amen, enough power to raise the dead. Could have spoke one word and everybody would have died. Could have spoke one word and everybody would have got up. But when he goes to the tomb, he wants you to know he's individually, amen, because when he went to the tomb, you know, there was a lot of old people dead out there, but he didn't call on everybody, but he called on a special one. He said, Lazarus, come forth, amen. Praise God. See, you got to know that God chose you, amen. You got to believe that God chose you, because a lot of other people he didn't call, but he called your name out one day and he said, come forth. Come on, be saved, amen. So you got to know, you have to believe that God chose you, because you was an individual choice. He didn't say, y'all come, but he called you by your name, amen. Hallelujah. So that you can believe that, to know and understand that you were chosen. That you wasn't an accident, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. I'm trying to say you wasn't an accident, but God chose you, amen. Above all the rest, he chose you, amen. I like the song, millions didn't make it, but I'm one of the ones that did. I want to praise God. Hallelujah. That I'm one of the ones that made it. He wanted to change what you believe, amen. So he called Lazarus out individually, amen. Because if he hadn't called Lazarus out individually, everybody that was in the grave would have got up. Come on, somebody, amen. He had enough power to call all the dead out the grave, but he only called one. He said, Lazarus. You, Lazarus. You are Lazarus today. You are Lazarus today. Praise God. He called you out, amen. You not only had you been called, but you've been chosen, amen. Praise God. Not only have you been chosen, amen, but you've been justified, amen. You've been glorified, amen. You have been sanctified by the Lord of hosts, amen. So that lets you know of a surety that God chose you, and so you need to change what you believe about yourself and change what you believe about God to know that God loves you individually.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. That he's working on you individually.
Yeah.
But it's all about what you believe about it, amen. You see, he can do anything you believe, amen. If you believe that he's a healer, he can heal you. If you believe he's a deliverer, whatever you're going through, if you change your belief system to know that God is able to do anything but fail you, amen, he'll do it. Lazarus, come forth. When they called him out after he done wept now and cried, amen, felt sorry. And now he decides, well, let me go and get Lazarus. Let me go wake Lazarus up. See, some of us got to be woke up to our belief system, amen, to believe that if you can believe it, all things are possible to them that what? That means that there's nothing you can't do. There's nothing you can't overcome. There's nothing you can't accomplish, amen, if you just believe it, that God gives you the power and gives you the ability. See, a lot of times you've been believing that it was always you by yourself. See, when you believe you're by yourself, then you got to change your belief system to know that what? God is always with you, amen. He will never leave you, and what? He will never forsake you. He will be with you. How long? Always. And so even, see, the reason you backslide sometimes because you get the devil to change your belief system. You let the enemy change you to tell you, well, God don't love you no more. Nobody loves you no more. Amen. Amen. He ain't with you no more. He left you a long time ago. And then you start believing that. And then your attitude, amen, and your behavior will change because of what you believe.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Is it the reason so many people are going backwards and haven't returned yet is because of what they believe. They think because what they did, God has forsaken them, and God has gotten rid of them, and God don't love them no more. And so their behavior shows that what they believe, because they're still out there in the world. They're still doing what they want to do, amen, and they think God don't love them, and they won't come back, amen, because something has got
changed in their mindset not to believe like they believed in the beginning that God was with them. He'll never leave you, never forsake you. See, no matter what you're going through, if you believe that he's with you, amen, if God be for you, he's more than the whole world against you, amen, then your behavior, you're going to act like that, amen. If I believe that God fights my battle, I don't need to be out there fighting nobody. Maybe if that's my behavior, I got to believe that. See, as soon as we face some trials and tribulations, all of a sudden we forget about what God said. We want to fight ourselves then. We want to beat somebody else up. Because of what? Right then, what? Your belief system changed. You allow something to change what you believe. And so you acted out. You showed that you didn't believe in God because of the way you acted. You're demonstrating your unbelief because of what you did.
That's right.
See, people got to see your unbelief because of the way you acted. Your behavior demonstrated what you believed. Do you realize your behavior demonstrates what you believe? You can tell me all day, but I always watch your actions. I don't care too much about what you say. I'm gonna watch you, and I'm gonna see if you real. I can tell when you real. I can tell what you believe. If you said you believe something and act a different way, your behavior is different from what you say you believe. I know you don't believe. Your behavior demonstrated. See, if I believe that vengeance belongs to the Lord, there's no need of me going out and take vengeance.
Amen.
Remember now, your behavior is depicted on what you were, what you believe. Now my behavior, when people look at your behavior, you demonstrate what you believe. By your behavior. Praise God.
Amen.
If I believe that my mouth gets me in trouble and defiles me, I will watch my mouth. So you demonstrated that you don't believe that your mouth defiles you, even as the word has said. That's why you keep swinging them words out there. That's why it don't bother you to cuss. Because of what you believe. See, there's something about your belief system. You don't believe that judgment is going to come on you because of the words that come from your mouth, even though the scriptures have said, what? Judgment is going to fall. Whatever comes out of your mouth defiles you. So let me know there's something you don't believe in about what God said about your mouth. Because if you believe that judgment will fall on you because of the words coming out of your mouth, then you wouldn't say those words. Are you with me today? I'm talking about this. Your behavior demonstrates what you believe. Huh? Praise God. If you believe that God will take care of your enemy, then you wouldn't be out trying to get a bow and arrow and a knife and thing in order to destroy your enemy. You wouldn't be out there trying to shoot nobody if you believe that God takes vengeance on your enemy. But your actions show demonstrate what you believe about that. See, that is how we tell the areas of your life that you need help in because of your action.
Amen.
The way you act. Amen. The way you do. That's why we know what you believe. See, a lot of people say, well, I believe God. No. And you don't believe. If you believe God, well, what does it say? John chapter 3 says, a person that believes in God don't practice sin.
Amen.
You out there partying every weekend? Huh? Getting drunk on the weekend, partying every weekend. That let me know what you're believing at. He said, that let me know what you're believing at because of what you're doing. You're demonstrating what you believe. See, you can tell me anything, but I'm gonna watch you. And that's how I can determine what you believe. Your action will depict what you believe, what you do. See, what Jesus did to pick up who he was what he believed, amen. He believed God, amen. He was willing to go to the cross, amen. He was willing to die. So he was showing you, I believe God's going to resurrect me, amen. I believe God is not going to leave my soul in hell, and neither is my body going to see corruption, even as it said in the psalm. Jesus was saying, I believe that. So I'm going to the cross to demonstrate what I believe. And so when he called Lazarus out the dead, out of the grave, amen, Lazarus came forth in his grave clothes. See, we still got on our grave clothes. We've been resurrected, but you still got your grave clothes on, amen. Your body is just your grave clothes, amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, see, even though on the inside of us there's life, but the outside of us, we still got our grave clothes on, amen. Come on, somebody, amen. You still got your grave clothes on, but he resurrected us, with our grave clothes on, amen. When we came out of the tomb with Jesus, that's why I said we was raised with him, amen. And because we was raised with him, we was raised up, but we still got your grave clothes on. And so you got to believe that now I'm still in my grave clothes, amen, praise God. But I'm going to get me a new house. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to get me a house that is from heaven, amen, not made with hands. I don't have to keep the grave clothes on it. Amen, anymore. After a while, I'm going to pull my grave clothes off, amen. And I'm going to put on this new body, not made by hands. He's turning into heaven. So I'm waiting. See, the reason I walk and live the way I live, because I know I got a new house coming. I believe they got a new house, amen. I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing, amen. I'm going to continue to walk in the ways of God because I believe something. Hallelujah. I believe I have eternity in heaven. The reason I keep living right is because I have eternal life. Amen. I know I got a life that's coming. It's all about what you believe. It's what you believe changes your behavior. Lazarus came forth in his grave clothes. This old body, this old skin, it's nothing but grave clothes. All he's going to do what? It's die. This thing ain't going to do but die and go to the dust. Hallelujah. But you can't keep looking at this way. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. I can't keep looking at this whole thing, amen, and determine where I'm going and what I'm going to be, amen, and who I am. I've got to look at what's on the inside of me, the thing that I can't see. And if I believe in the thing that on the inside of me, amen, then my behavior is going to be different because I'm not looking at my outward man, but I'm looking at the inward man, which is Christ Jesus. I realize this is nothing but grave clothes. But you see, even though Lazarus was resurrected, he still had to die again. See, even though you've been resurrected, you still got to die again. We all got an appointed time. Amen. No man knows the day or the hour when it's going to be. All of your days has been numbered, amen, because your days has been numbered. You know how long it's going to be, amen. Y'all leaving? Oh, go ahead. Amen. You know how long. You don't know how long it's going to be, but you do. If you believe your days are numbered, then you watch how you live because you don't know. Today's going to be your number. Tomorrow's going to be your number. See, it's all of what you believe about God. If you believe that God knows the time and you don't, if you believe that, then you will be careful how you do and what you do and how you live. You will live holy every day because you don't know your number. You don't know your time. See, your behavior shows what you believe. Your behavior shows that you're not really concerned about your new life that you got coming, amen. Mm-hmm. Your behavior depicts that. It shows it, amen. I believe it, but I'm going to keep doing it. No. You can't. Well, I guess you can be double-minded, amen. But he said a double-minded person will receive nothing from the Lord. Huh? See, your behavior depicts what you believe. And the reason you keep acting the way you're acting is because of what you believe. So when he raised Lazarus from the dead so that she could see the glory, that he was the resurrection and he was the life, he really was who we see. Amen. He came out in his grave clothes, but all of a sudden when he looked at him in his grave clothes, he said, loose him and let him go. Come on. I'm telling you that the time is coming in 9 years when we're going to be loose. Come on, amen. Praise God. We're going to be loose, amen. Aren't you glad when that day comes, amen, when you're loose from this old body, amen, and get your new body? Yeah, you're no more pain, no more sorrow, no more tears, amen. Oh, aren't you waiting for Jesus to step out of that? Be loose. Look for him and let him go. Come on, let him go free. Amen. See, you're doing what you're doing because of what you believe. Don't tell me you believe something. And then your action shows differently. See, I watch people, amen, amen. I watch them. I don't watch what they say. I watch what they do. Because not what they say tell me what they believe. It's what they do that determines what they believe, amen. I'm learning, amen. I'm learning not to fight no battle, amen. I'm learning how not to do things being different. I mean, no matter what you do to me, I'm still going to be kind to you. Because I believe that what? Amen. I can kill you with kindness. So I'm learning how to fight my battle, amen. The Lord gave me a new way of fighting my battle. Do you realize you can kill people with kindness? You didn't realize kindness and compassion is a weapon. That's a weapon. Because when you do bad to me and speak evil of me and talk about me, I'm not going to do that to you. Because I believe something, amen. Come on, brother. You believe something. And when you believe something, you're gonna act the way God told you to act, not the way they acted, amen. Because you believe something. See, if I believe something, it's not going to be a tick for tack, amen. I'm not going to throw a ball at you because you threw one at me, amen. I'm not going to talk about you because you talked about me, amen. I'm not going to say things about you because you said things about me. I'm not going to try to put you down because you tried to put me down to make yourself look good. I'm not going to do that to you, amen. I won't continue to believe it because I believe something. And what I believe, amen, and I demonstrate what I believe by what I do, and if I don't do those things, I'm showing that God is in control. I'm showing that God is fighting my battle, amen. God is one uplifting me, amen. Amen. And no matter what you do to me because of what I believe, I'm going to keep doing what I know is do is right, amen. No matter what you do because what? I believe something, amen. See, you demonstrate what you believe by your actions. Amen. If you believe judgment is coming in these last days, we can see all the signs. See, God never does anything unless he first warns you, amen. See, I don't want to say God is a rattlesnake, but he can act like a rattlesnake, amen. Amen. God can act like a rattlesnake. If you're listening all the time, you would never get bit by a rattlesnake. If you're paying attention, you would never get bit by a rattlesnake. Because when you get too close, he let you know what. You're getting too close to me now. You're getting in striking distance of him now. Amen. So he's warning you before it takes place, before he bites. That's why I say you should get bit by a rattlesnake if you're paying attention. Most times we get bit by him because we're walking not paying no attention, not listening for anything. See, God won't slip up on you if you pay attention. He will never let anything come in your life if you're paying attention. Because everything that's happened in your life, you was forewarned about it before it happened. Because he's a God that tells you beforehand what takes place. Oh, slippers. Well, no slipper. God had already warned you about how that temptation was going to come, how that trial was going to come, how the devil was going to tempt you. He had already told you about it before it happened, but you weren't paying no attention. And you said it slipped up on you. Yeah, it slipped up on you, but you was already forewarned about it.
Nothing happened unless God had already told you about it first. But when he told you about it, what happened? You didn't believe it when he said it to you. And you wonder why you missed it or it happened to you is because you didn't believe something that he said. Now, you look around and what's going on in the earth now. You know, God said, you know, when y'all get so disobedient, I'm going to send pestilence in the land. I'm going to cause destruction in the land. See, it's a warning right now. Then if you really believe in the warning, see, he's warning you like the rattlesnake. That's the rattlesnake warning, amen. That what? I'm getting ready to strike. Well, you're going to be ready when I strike. I'm coming to take vengeance on those that don't know me and wouldn't obey me. I'm coming taking vengeance on them. I believe Daniel chapter 12, it talks about, what, even though it's this time of trouble, but the saints, he's going to deliver us out of all of it. Come on, amen. I said he's going to deliver you. See, if we believe that, amen, then we will start acting on the word to see what God is saying, amen, if we believe. You wouldn't be in fear if you believe that God is going to deliver you, amen. Daniel chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Hallelujah. Let us know that in this time of this trouble, what he's going to deliver us out of it. See, if you believe that, you wouldn't have no fear of what's going on, because if you know you're saved and been sanctified and set apart, you know that's what? The trouble is not for you, but the trouble is for those who know not God. If you're acting in fear, it means that you don't believe something. She got to see Lazarus being raised from the dead and loosed from the grave, amen. And Jesus brought him out because she believed something about Jesus, amen. And because she believed something about Jesus, she got to see the glory, amen. If you're going to see the glory, you got to believe that God is coming back, amen. He's coming back soon, amen, to take vengeance on those that don't know God. If you don't know God, amen, then he's coming back after you. See, you better believe that just as well that you believe that he's coming back to get the one that know God. Because if you believe that he's coming back to take vengeance on those that don't know God, if you believe that, then you would change your behavior.
Amen.
See, there's something wrong with our belief system, because we're still thinking we can sin and still we're going to make it in. I can keep doing what I'm doing right now. Well, you know, the young people, I'm too young. I'm too young. I ain't ready to quit. I'm too young. I'm only 13, but 13-year-olds get killed. And if you was young, if you're old enough to know the difference between good and evil, you're still subject. You think because you was 14 when you died and you didn't accept God, you're going to feel something wrong with your belief. Oh, yeah, do you understand what I'm trying to say today? You got to believe. I don't care who you are. Amen? The time of accountability, they say, was 12. Back time you see Jesus, he became accountable at 12, amen? But you know, here's nothing else until he become 30, amen, through his maturity. But you see, the people will start acting different if you can get them to believe something. If you can get your children to stop to believe that, hey, boy, you can go to hell. You might think that you're going to escape, but, amen, it's going to burn your behind too, amen. Not only for the old people, but for the young people too. It's going to do it to you, amen. See, if you can put that, maybe they would stop acting the way they're acting if they believe something. We're supposed to be trying to what? Persuade them, right? To believe. We're just trying to persuade your children to believe in the Bible, and then some of them, they go out, especially when they go to college, they come back crazy.
Because they done put that, whatever they done taught them, amen, you got to see everything before you know it. I can't think of what it is, but that when they come back, they come back crazy. And then all of a sudden, the thing that they used to be drawn to, now they're afraid of it. They don't believe anymore. Something changed in their thinking. And we don't realize that we are being, what you want to call it, programmed. The world is programming people. When we used to, you know, there was a time we didn't believe in, well, we call them names back in the day, all kind of bad names, sissies and punks and all that stuff. Now, here's a person that has been born in a certain way. And he believes that he is because of how he was born. Huh? But yet something can come in and change what he believes about himself. So you know it's in the, you know it has to be, everything has to be in the mind then, right? Because here it is, I was born a certain way, and because we was born this way, we believe that's who we, what we are, what it is, amen, because of what we got, you know. It's the evidence of, not only do we believe, but we have the evidence, amen. We got all the evidence that we are a certain species, amen, and that's not just, but two kinds of people, a man and a woman, amen. And but yet, the species will come in and something to make you believe that even though you have all the evidence of who you are, you would deny even the evidence or the proof. You cause you to walk in a different direction, see behavior. Why is the flaunting going on like that? You know, hand bent, and it's a mind thing, you know? Something done got them to believe that they're something that they're not. Because, how do you know? Because of his behavior, right? His behavior or her behavior demonstrate that something has gone wrong in their thinking. That the devil has programmed them into thinking something. Now you're thinking something right that is right, that is wrong. The same way even with just regular people. The reason they act the way they act because there's just something wrong with their thinking. There's some pride in them somewhere. You know, the reason we gang bang and stuff because there's something in our thinking, something has been programmed in us to think that we're supposed to hate one another and kill one another. Or think we own something and we don't possess nothing. But this is my block here. And you don't even own the house that you're living in that block. you get what I'm trying to say? This is my block, and you don't even own the house in that block. You living with somebody else if you live in the block, or you living in somebody else's house, but you're calling it your block. It's the mentality of people today. My block. 63rd to 73rd is my block. Chicago. 73rd on down, amen, is somebody else's block. You know what I'm trying to say? 73rd down to 130 in Ben Seas, amen. Halstead, yeah. That's my block. You know, we claim the block, but yet that we don't own nothing in it. If we're going to be overcome, we got to change what we believe. This is why God sent his word. John said God sent his word so that we could believe. The reason he put only eight different miracles in the Bible, or healing and miracles in the Bible, he only put eight in there because he said that was enough for you to believe that Jesus was the Christ. He didn't need to write no more. He could have put a lot more in there, but he put enough in there for what? You to believe. To change your thinking about Jesus. If somebody want to be saved today, amen, See, the reason you're not saved today is because of something you believe. You don't believe it's necessary. I'm too young. I'm too old. Amen. Somebody said, I don't believe in that resurrection stuff. It's something called a belief, you know. I don't believe in that heaven stuff. And some people don't even believe in hell. I don't believe in that Jesus stuff. And so a lot of people kick Jesus out and they accept God. And I realize Jesus was God in the flesh, but they just didn't see him because of the flesh, amen. He robed himself in flesh and they didn't see him. And so they didn't believe that that was God because they looked at his flesh. They were looking at the outward appearance, amen. And they were looking on what's on the inside of it. And so many times we miss God that way. A lot of people say, I believe in a higher power. I believe in a God or whatever. You know, you believe all of that. But I know you believe that he is, but do you believe that there is a God? But what else do you believe about it? Well, everybody knows something had to come here some type of way. But do you believe that he's love? Do you believe he's a God of judgment? Do you believe in justice? Do you believe he's a God of truth? Well, what do you believe about that God here, except that you know that he is? You need to be saved today, amen? Praise God. Need to be saved. St. John 3:3 said, except a man be born again, he cannot see. In other words, you can't even understand it until you've been born again. The reason so many people messed up today is because they can't understand it. I don't know how he could be God and man at the same time. I just don't see how he could be God and man. You know, we messed up the way you believe, you see. You can't believe that he was God in the flesh, amen. He was God in the flesh. Because the only thing you do is look at his flesh, and if the only thing you're doing is looking at his flesh, you will never get to see the God. Hallelujah. There's some people out there saying you don't need the Holy Spirit anymore, amen. If you don't need that no more, amen. That just comes, you know. You know, we're saying these kind of things, you know. Something wrong with the belief system. St. John 3:5, it says, except a man is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Now, if you think you're going to get in some other way, there's something wrong with the way you believe. If you think, he said, if any man come in other way, he's the same as a thief and robber. And what do we do when the thief comes in? We like to kill the thief and shoot, kick the thief out or shoot him or whatever and kill him. If you try to get into the glory of God, the presence of God, any other way, you're just like a thief. So if you think you're going to make it in and you ain't got the Holy Ghost, you ain't been baptized, and there's something wrong with the way you believe. And the reason you haven't been baptized in Jesus' name and the reason you haven't received the Holy Ghost is because there's something wrong with your somebody.
Belief.
We like to go around things sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, we like to start in the middle. We like to start in the middle. Don't start from the beginning. You know, everybody like to take the Bible from the middle. They want to start at Romans, and they should have started. The first thing they should have started at, repent. Every one of you will be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins. That's what you should have started at right there with. Repent. You try to know all this stuff and can't walk out all this stuff, amen, and you're claiming all this stuff, but you don't have no proof or no backing up on what you said that you believe. It ain't in you. I know it's in the Bible, but it ain't in you. And see, that's wrong with most people. It's in the Bible, but it's not in them yet, amen. Oh, I know the Bible. I know the Bible. I know the Bible better than you. And as weak as water. Not them folks that are talking about all that they know. They weak as water. But I mean, you throw a mustard seed on them and they'll start crying and then break down because you did the little thing to them. But they know. When people talk about who they are, you know, I'm something. Look at me. And people look at you and you fall under, you crush under the little pressure
It shows you are weak. Paul is pressing you, crumbled. Don't talk about it. Don't consider yourself to be something when you're nothing. Don't boast about yourself. Don't boast in yourself. Peter boasted in himself. Oh, God, I'd die for you.
That's a lie.
I got to quit, though. Yeah, Lord, I would die for you, Lord. Yeah. Now, all the rest of them might deny you, but I won't deny you. And then Jesus said, yep, I hear what you're saying, Peter, but when the cock crow three times, you're going to be denied me three times. Boasting in himself, what he can do and who he is. And as soon as the test comes, he crumbles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Y'all watch what you say. Watch how you talk. You are nothing but a piece of dirt. You ain't nobody. Always want somebody looking at you. You want all the attention. Attention on you. Put your attention on God, amen.
Amen.
I won't say I'm nothing without God, amen.
Amen.
I'm not self-deceived in who I am.
Amen.
I don't know what's coming tomorrow, whether it's going to break me or not. I can't say. I'm going to do all my ability to stand and use all the power of God to stand, but I don't know. Amen. Father God, thank you today. Let me get off that now. Thank you for all that you've done for us today, Lord. And Lord, may what we believe change in us, Lord, that we might walk upright before you. May what we believe, oh Lord, may our behavior demonstrate what we believe, Lord, today. And Lord, we ask you to move in the people, move in me. I'm asking you to move in me today, Lord. I look into the people, Lord, but Lord, may my behavior be according to your word. According to what I say, I believe, Lord. May I act on what I say, I believe. May I do, Lord, what I say, I believe, oh, Lord. And, Lord, change my mind to think like your thought. Let my thoughts become your thoughts, and let my ways become your ways, oh, Lord. Lord, let us think like you, Lord. And, Lord, all those who are lost today, Lord, may they be found, oh, Lord. May the backsliders, may they be turned around, Lord. May we believe, oh, Lord, if we pray, Lord, our children can be saved. Our families can be saved. When we pray, Lord, we can be saved. We can be healed. They can be turned around, Lord. Lord, you say, Lord, we would act according to what we believe. And, Lord, today, Lord, may our belief system be changed. And we give you praise for changing us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God.
One thing, are you a believer today? If you're not a believer today, you can become a believer by accepting Jesus as your Savior. And because he's your Savior, if you believe that he's going to save you, guess what? He's going to save you. Amen. If you believe he's going to raise you up in the last day, guess what? You're going to be raised up in the last day. So my behavior is going to change because that's what I believe.
Amen.
You on Facebook, God bless y'all. Thank y'all for coming. Is there any testimonies? Any prayer requests? Brother Norman, anything to say today? I'm seeing you in the wall.
I always thank. I had to always thank God for being here. It is an honor and a blessing to be here. Those who do not know.
Amen.
And he is speaking to kill, steal, and destroy.
Yes.
For real.
Amen.
And he's moving against God's people. We have to stay prayed up.
Amen.
We have to stay before God.
Amen.
And I thank God for everything that he's done for me.
Amen.
I thank God what he's doing for my family and the people that I love to hear about.
Hallelujah.
The devil will come against you, but he won't come against you. He will come against the people that you love. And
amen.
Amen.
So God, the devil didn't always come against you. He can attack you directly ahead. Or he'll come at the things that he know that you love and care about, the weaknesses that you have, and distress that you have.
Amen.
You And I thank God.
Amen.
I just thank God for being here. And I ask that y'all continue to pray for me. And I continue to do my script.
Amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a hand praise. Amen. Amen. Anyone else back there? Amen.
Yeah, I'd say a few words. Because that's why the word you preach today is so powerful. But there's something wrong with the word and with the people. And that's wrong with the word and the people. Like I said, the people. I believe if a vile snake bite me, I would die. You know, but people don't believe in God. People, that's why the word in the shape of the day to day. You know, I don't, like you said, a lot of people don't even believe in hell. They believe in that when I die, it's all over. But they don't know. Everything that you do in your lifetime, you got to have a stand before God and repent to him. And he can ask you why you did. I ask myself sometimes, when I sense myself and I, the Lord asked me some of these questions that I'm doing. How am I going to, you know, I need it, but how am I going to explain it? You know, but if the people today would believe that there is a God and that you're going to die, you is going to the lake. But see, people don't believe that. I don't believe I'm going to the lake. People believe that I can do what I want to do, you know. And when somebody goes to say, you know, when they say, I see you tomorrow. You should say, if God will, I will see you tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised to you. In the next hour ain't not promised to you. You know? But see, but people that are straight, not everybody, I mean, half of the world is straight. They that believe what they want to believe. That's a powerful preacher you preach today, Pastor. You know, a lot of people, you know, people that should believe in stuff because God is God. God got all his, he that died for us. He that died for nothing. So the people don't believe, people see miracles that God done done. Looking at him what they done done, then you still don't believe. God in heaven, isn't exactly the Red Sea you preach about.
Amen.
You know, he seen what did. If he got to the side of the heaven, he can't imagine. You know, I'm not going to go. You know, I just enjoyed today.
Amen. Brother Tommy? Sunday is the best day for me.
Best day for me.
Amen.
Always get time.
Thank you.
Belief system.
Get
it right.
Amen.
To live better.
Amen.
Pray for me as I pray for you.
Amen. Thank God for Brother Tommy. He said, get our belief system together. Amen. That's what we got to get together, all of us, not just all of us got to get together. Amen. There's some things that we've been believing that's not true. And we got to get it together. Got to stop believing them lies that our flesh tells us all the time. All right, it ain't going to be but one time. You lied. It's going to be a bit of time that you could have. Amen. Is somebody else? Amen. Go ahead.
I just thank the Lord today for being alive. Somebody asked me a question about how was I doing, and I said, you know what? I don't have no complaints. Everybody has been here. I'm here. So what do I need to complain? I thank God that I don't have any.
Amen. Praise God. She don't have no complaints. Amen. 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 That's a blessing to be without some complaints. Amen. I might have some, but I just keep them. Go ahead, Nick.
I just want to thank God for another day. Thank you for being here. And all my family members are alive today, you know. I have an uncle that's 90 something. I have one uncle is 90, another uncle is, I think he's close to his 90.
He's
90. I think he was 90 already, though. And both of them have sound minds. They still get around. And when my uncle take care of his wife, and she has dementia, he take care of her. So I just think, that they, you can live a long life and be in sound mind. And I just, and all my master brothers and sisters, still alive. But I remember one going on stepping up on one pass already. So I just want to thank God, like my husband, my children, my grandchildren, and I just want to thank God that I'm blessed. And I am wonderfully blessed. You know, they have a home, they have cars, they have food. And so we do not have any. I thank God that we do have those things. And we were talking last night, Gina, what she was saying. So we said that we grew up poor, and she said, well, I can't say that. You know, we didn't grow up poor because Daddy made sure that we didn't be poor. You know, and I just know, thank God that he's right. You know, he always did take care of us. And he did take care of me, you know, so I just want to thank God that he's over it, that he gave me someone that took care of me, my children. I just want to thank God for that.
Hey, man.
For everyone online today,
For being here online.
Praise God.
Well, praise God. I'm glad that somebody changed the way they think. Is there anyone else online? Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Good word, Pastor. Good word.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Prevo. Anyone else? Hallelujah. That's kind of funny, though. Amen. I'm glad she can change what y'all believe and thought about me. Amen. You know, the wife can change people thinking about what they believe about a person, you know what I mean? So the wife has to be watch how she acts, because she can change what everybody thinks about the person, amen? Amen. Is there somebody else before we go? If not, we're going to stand. We're going to stand and be dismissed. If you have any tithes and offerings that you want to give, amen, you can send it to carechurchinc@gmail.com. Cash out, PayPal. And as an offering, amen, so that there can be some meat in the house or some food in the house, amen. You know how sometimes people will talk about what ain't in your house, but they ain't putting none in there. If you had put some bread in the house, there'd be some in there. But you talk about ain't none in there, you ain't putting none in there, so I just said to get some out. Amen. And so here, even with the church, you know, sometimes with the church, you know, you want something from the church, you're going to put that in the church, you're supposed to get some out of the church. Amen. Amen. Oh, you talk about what should be here, but you ain't never gave that. See how we think it ought to be an abundance all the time, but we ain't put nothing in it to have no abundance. But we ain't doing that. See how we think? When you come to me, you think I should have something, but you ain't gave me nothing, so how you know it? You know. Yeah. Well, Father God, we thank you for the word of God and the people of God who have come, Lord, to dismiss from this place, but never from your presence. May glory and speak in Jesus' name as we dismiss. Let everybody just say amen. Amen. Praise God. Don't forget about Wednesday night. Wednesday night, we're online. Amen. 8-7-4-3. Y'all meet us online on Wednesday night. You know how to get online?
I wish.
Yeah, who was on the
10 o'clock, but we're on Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. We're online. 774.
You look good, Doctor.
Thank you.
God, love you, too. Amen. Love you, too, brother. Good to see you. You're looking good. You're looking good. You're looking good. Huh? He really looked refreshed. See how refreshed he looked? Amen. Thank God.
Spirit is made right. Sometimes the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister, Leandria, here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me. Turn me, Lord, deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Yes, sir.